SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. As the search for people missing in the catastrophic Texas flash flood continues, emotional stories are emerging. This man, Michael Abner, was evacuating a Kerrville RV park when he heard screams coming from another RV.
I heard some screaming, so I went to try and help whoever was screaming, and it was an RV with a family of five people in it floating, and I was trying to reach where I can grab a little girl that was at a window, but I couldn't reach her, and she couldn't get out. So the policeman came and told me that we had to get out immediately, and there's nothing more we could do to help.
At least 120 people were killed in the flood. Officials say as many as 160 others are still believed missing. A worship service was held in a Texas football stadium last night in memory of those who were lost. 31 construction workers were rescued last night from a partially collapsed industrial tunnel in Los Angeles.
L.A. Interim Fire Chief Ronnie Villanueva.
It was determined that a structure failure of the tunnel lining failed approximately 5 to 6 miles in, trapping that we thought 27 individuals. Four actually went in to rescue.
Authorities say the workers climbed over more than 12 feet of soil to reach a boring machine, and all were transported back to the one single opening of the tunnel. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says that on the way to the scene, she thought the worst.
We're all blessed today in Los Angeles. No one injured. Everyone safe.
All audio courtesy of KABC. I'm Donna Warder.
Russia continues to pound Ukraine. At least two people killed in overnight missile and drone attacks. The strikes caused fires across Kiev a day after the heaviest aerial attack of the war so far. This is SRN News. A New Jersey man is fighting the local schools, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Christian Heaps says his parental rights were violated when his daughter told teachers at Delaware Valley Regional High School that she wanted to live as a boy, and they helped her to do so. After Heaps found out about the situation, he asked the school not to help his daughter, quote, socially transition, but he said his pleas fell on deaf ears. Alliance Defending Freedom has filed suit on the father's behalf with the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has formally filed suit against the California Department of Education for allowing males to compete on girls' sports teams in schools. The lawsuit filed by the Justice Department says California's transgender athlete policies violate Title IX, the federal law that bans discrimination in education based on sex. The department says California's rules are not only illegal, but demeaning. SRN News. A new UN AIDS agency report says the sudden withdrawal of U.S. funding has caused a systemic shock to the global effort against AIDS and HIV. Years of American-led investment into AIDS programs has reduced the number of people killed by the disease to the lowest levels in more than three decades. The UN AIDS report, out this morning, says if U.S. funding is not replaced, it could lead to more than 4 million AIDS-related deaths and 6 million more HIV infections by the year 2029. Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company said that it's taking down inappropriate posts made by its Grok chatbot, which appeared to include anti-Semitic comments that praised Adolf Hitler. Last week, Musk had said that Grok had been improved significantly, but since then there have been several anti-Semitic posts. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington.